Blog Talk Radio.
A message to women. You deserve heaven to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held inconvenienced. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you. Is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. Something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through, and I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life, forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better, but every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. He does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value, and I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. Your compilation of food for thought. Your woman before all things. You're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
Can we have 2 a.m. conversations under the starlights? Leaving all negativity at home and know that everything gonna be alright. As long as we have each other in our life, can we not label anything as ridiculous and just let our thoughts be endless? Can we manifest this moment in infinite?
Life.
In my life.
deserve to receive great abundance in my life. I give thanks for the abundance in my life at this moment. I inspire abundant thinking in others. I know that the universe is infinitely abundant. I live in a rich and abundant universe. I know that there's more than enough to go around. I mentally and emotionally welcome abundance into my life. I naturally attract divine abundance into my life. I now have prosperity and abundance in all areas of my life. I now have surplus in all areas of my life. I readily accept the abundance that is my birthright. I receive more abundance each day. I receive more abundance each day, more than I can ever imagine. I see my life as it is meant to be, abundant and prosperous. I see my life as it is meant to be, abundant and vital. I welcome abundance into all areas of my life. Provides whatever abundance is appropriate for me. The unlimited abundance of the universe flows into my life every day. There is a constant stream of abundance in my life. There is great abundance in all areas of my life. There is growing abundance in every area of my life. There is immense abundance in all areas of my life. Today I bless my being with limitless abundance. Today I reclaim the abundance that is my universal birthright. Today I see and feel great abundance life has to offer. With every breath I take, I bring more and more abundance into my life.
I bring more and more abundance into my life.
But never come to the full realization of the soul inside. Being blinded by misconceptions like complexion with the perception that we have third open eyes. I've traveled through many galaxies with the spiritual knowledge just to let you know that you are not these physical bodies.
Being blinded by misconceptions like complexion with the perception that we have third open eyes. I've traveled through many galaxies with the spiritual knowledge just to let you know that you are not these physical bodies. I've traveled through many galaxies with the spiritual knowledge just to let you know that you are not these physical bodies.
your time, nurture your soul, embrace the highs, work through the lows, master yourself, work on your goals, just take a breath, let go of it and grow, it can't rain forever, you won't feel this pain forever, I promise you can change for better, I know people change, and things change for better, yeah, I know times is kinda tough right now. Ain't nobody showing love right now. You a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now. I know times are kinda tough right now. And you rather be in love right now. But you a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now.
Look into the mirror.
Oh, look, he's triggered, but seriously, not only did you guys kill chivalry, you also killed the act of taking responsibility. I guess that's the millennial way. Boy, I tell you, things were a whole lot better.
I know, back in your day. That's what you always say, but get a clue. This new generation is a whole heck of a lot better than you.
Please, you're not better than us.
There, you fell into my trap, sir.
What's that?
Shouldn't every parent want their kids to be better than they were? I know how it sounded, but think about it. Don't you want to leave this planet Earth a whole lot better than how you found it? Anything else is criminal. It feels like you're not hearing us. If you have a problem, educate us. Do not belittle us.
Well, we've tried to talk, but you don't listen. Too busy on your mobile phone taking pictures. You're all addicted. See? Pay attention. Always taking selfies. Selfie probably stands for selfish, self-absorbed, and self-centered. Our generation invented things. You invented memes. Yeah, we're old, but we got soul. We came up with the phrase, dance like no one's watching, because we're bold. When you dance, no one is watching, because everyone's on their phone.
First of all, it's mobile phone. Second, stop with the white lies. And if you keep lying, I won't be there to help you to connect to Wi-Fi. Our generation is making strides in a lot of things, from fair wages to rights to gender equality. And you mentioned the good old days?
I sure did.
That's adorable. You mean the days back when racism was normal? In that era where domestic violence was a part of marriage? No, you can keep those days, because we millennials refuse to do things according to society's old ways, like getting married or buying a house by a certain age.
Jeez Louise, just do what you're supposed to. You're scared to grow up. You probably still live with your parents, don't you?
So what? Nothing wrong with saving money last time I checked. I got student loans. Why dig myself deeper into debt?
Blah, blah, blah. You just want it easy. You want to coast. You need to save your money instead of buying that avocado toast. I guess you're not having kids either.
Nope. Why would I think to have kids? Why create another life before I get my own right?
Well, I guess your generation is perfect then, and there's nothing wrong.
Not true. We do have flaws. Many of us feel depressed and hopeless. We hide emotions through emojis and appreciate likes more than moments. We compete with each other too, and it's bogus.
We had the same thing. It was called keeping up with the Joneses.
Well, now it's keeping up with the Kardashians. Same story, different chapter. That's why I hate this whole generational battle. We're so similar, but for some reason on this planet, every generation hates the one that comes after. They always say these crazy kids will ruin the world. You remember the 60s?
That's right, they called us hippies.
So let's break this cycle and stop being controlled. There are no generations, there's just people with hearts and souls. So let's help each other and stop complaining. You know what would happen if we combine your wisdom with our imagination? We can reach our potential and make ripples. We are in this together. That's plain and simple. So let's end this battle once and for all and stop being so dang judgmental.
Young man, I'll just say it, but what you just said is lit.
Nah, that's woke.
Okay, woke. Yeah. I'm gonna learn these words one day. You're right. We need to come together. That's the only way.
Truce. We gonna work on that.
Wait. Before you guys click off of this video, I want to give you a free gift. So as you know, this life can become stressful and overwhelming. So I created a 7-day mind detox to help. This detox will give you the tools and strategies you need to be a healthier, happier version of you. It's totally free. Just go to 7dayminddetox.com and start today. Peace.
TCR, we often always wonder, you know, how are we going to merge and how are we going to mend the gap between the generations? You know, I just actually came into some awareness just today, guys, and what that awareness is, you know, head versus, matter of fact, I'm going to read this to you guys. Royalties to everybody. Hope all of you are doing well. We have to merge and mend the gaps between the generations, you know? And some awareness, guys, that I had came into today, and that was, oh, my God, there's a lot of interference, but that's cool. We worked through it. The key is to stay in your childlike nature. Use your imagination and create. That is going to be a frequency that's going to be helpful for you as you move through. All right, guys, I can't find it. But the point is, it was Seth versus Haru, you know, Kalima versus Baphomet. You know, just however, guys, you know, older generations versus new generation, you know, elders versus children, you know. And it seems that everybody is, you know, going against one another. And that's how we have played it for a long time. But I just had a subtle thought just today. It's like, you know what? What if the opposition is our root, you know what I'm saying, to the imbalance? Opposition is the root to imbalance. I'm having this download as I speak. And what if it's for us to merge, you know, instead of having demons versus angels, what if our demons and devils that are within inside of ourselves only want to have a conversation and they only want to balance? They only want to mayat. You know what I mean? So instead of looking at evil as bad or this, you know, thing, but mayat, you guys. You know what I'm saying? So, without further ado, guys, let's go ahead and shadow work is also going to be very important, you know what I'm saying, in this time and in this space. I think I'm going to play a clip on shadow work to introduce us. To be honest with you guys, I kind of think that this is a podcast where we're just going to kind of just talk and just vent, you know, as far as what's been on our minds, where we at, you know, on a spiritual place, you know, just get it off your chest, just dump it, you know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and play this clip, guys, in Shadow. There we go. All right, so Shadow, you know what? I want to play. What do I want to play? Okay, let's go ahead and do this one. All right. And we'll be back to discuss.
So hello, Debbie Ford.
Hello.
I put my fabulous shadow background, especially for this interview.
I know. I'm so inspired. I'm like, I want that shadow background.
Oh, we're going to discuss the shadow because you have actually joined forces with Marianne Williamson and Deepak Chopra to put together this new book, The Shadow Effect. So we want to hear all about you, all about it. From you, it's such a delight to have you. So tell us, what is this shadow that you're referring to in this book?
Well, the shadow is all the parts of ourselves that we hide or we deny or suppress. The great Swiss psychologist Carl Jung said the shadow is the person that we'd rather not be. And so it can be our worst nightmare, but it can also be all the parts of ourselves that we've given up, our brilliance, our creativity, our power, our voice, our uniqueness, our successful self even. And so it's something that's innate to human beings. If you're a human, you have a shadow.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're willing to explore it instead of hate it or try to get rid of it or try to transcend it or eat over it or drink over it or spend over it, you can actually reinvent yourself in a way you never thought possible.
So we do all have this dark side?
Oh, yes. We do all have one. It's how we
try to push it away. I mean, we, especially with all the positivity and everything that's so, you know, great out there, we've heard that it's all about that, but you're saying really we have to really look at this other part of ourselves.
Well, and you bring up something really, really important, because most people think, oh, I've got to just pretend it's not there. I need the light, more light. But if we were really shining that light, we would be shining it on the darkness. So it isn't dark anymore. We would be finding why we should love it or how it has supported us or something good about it. If we were really standing in the light, there wouldn't be any darkness because we would know that the shadow is a healthy human part of us that's coming to support us in our evolution.
So what's the way to look at it then? How can we face it? Where do we start from?
I think the first thing is to look where you're struggling.
Uh-huh.
The places in your life where you don't have everything you want or where you've tried to be different than you are, but you keep showing up the same way or you keep having the same issues. Then we know that there's a shadow lurking. There's probably some light shadows there, like you need more of yourself or you need to embrace more of your courage or your strength or your worthiness or your lovability, right? Mm. Those are the light, but then also the shadows lurk. And the shadow is there so that we can learn how to love. So if we find that quality that we've denied or we don't like, just think about it like this. Anything that we judge is our shadow. Wow. And so we judge it in other people, but it's only because we're really judging that part of ourselves. We would hate that if we knew that that was the truth about ourselves. So if we think of it that way, we can start to say, how could I be kind to this part? Maybe my unworthy self or my not good enough self or my stupid self. These parts, I mean, we're human. In the book, Deepak talks a lot about the dualistic nature of being a human. We are the saint and the sinner, the divine and the diabolical, the light and the dark. And that humans, we wouldn't know light if we didn't know darkness. We wouldn't know kindness if we never experienced meanness. We wouldn't know what it was to be selfless if we didn't embrace our selfish self. And so that's what we're doing here. We're bringing the dualistic nature and learning how to really love, because it's easy to love yourself when you feel good and everybody's doing what you want and you have enough money and you look good and, you know, everything's going your way. But how do you love yourself when you've been hurt or you've been betrayed or you failed at something? And that is real love. And that's what the shadow effect teaches us to do.
But those moments, often, Debbie, pops in an instant when we're really, like, there's those triggers, and all of a sudden, we would overeat or overspend. It's, like, uncontrollable. We're in this loop of such a, you know, we're out of control. So what is the trick? Is there a little trick? Or is there really deep, long work, hours and hours of torture in our heads to find what's going on?
You know, I think that the torture is accepting that you're dualistic, that you're human and divine. That's the torture. Once we understand it, then the trick is, my favorite shadow trick to find your shadow is to look at what you love most about yourself. Do you want to do it with me?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me the quality that you love most about yourself.
I love connecting with people. Just really being comfortable, well, connecting on a deep level with people and allowing them to be fully themselves and express themselves.
Okay, so we would say that's kind of a behavior, something you do. But what kind of person would love to connect with other people and love to have people be authentically who they are? What would be the quality of that person? Would it be somebody heart-centered, somebody loving, somebody generous? What do you think the quality would be?
Generous, yeah.
Yeah, you like generous?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So then you see all the ways that you're generous. You're generous with your time, with spreading knowledge, spreading love, connecting people, right? You see that. You love that.
Yeah.
So now I would say to you, what would be, I know you're like, be the negative opposite of generous, of a generous person?
Rigid or not flexible, okay. Or...
I think rigid would be your word because it's the first word out. So you probably don't like rigid people.
No.
No, right? That's your shadow.
Okay.
That's your shadow, the rigidity. And did you have a parent that was rigid? Or maybe
I really don't like the unrespectfulness of some people in some regards, yeah. I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Yeah.
Great. But I would say, what could be the gift now? We found the shadow, right? The shadow is rigid. Because you can't be rigid, you become this very caring, loving, generous human being. You're right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people would say about you.
Mm-hmm.
But the rigidness probably is what birthed the person you are today.
Mm. Yeah.
Now the problem, can you see me or did you lose it? Did I lose
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I can see you, yep.
Oh, good, because I couldn't see you. And that's what the shadow does, it blinds you. So So we would say, what is the gift of being rigid? How could you be kind? Let me ask you this question. Where in your life would it be good for you to be a little more rigid?
In saying no sometimes.
Exactly. And saying, if you were more rigid, you would be able to say no more.
Yeah.
If you were able to say no more, you'd have more what?
Would have just more time to fully explore, you know, other things that are even more meaningful.
Right? You would be open. You'd have time. You'd allow something else. You'd be generous with yourself, really.
Yeah.
Right? Because you allow yourself to have more time and be able to explore more. See, that would be the gift of you embracing your rigid self. We think, oh, I don't like that quality, normally because we saw that quality. Maybe it was a selfish part of a parent or a sister or brother or something that we saw in our culture. And then all of a sudden we say, I'm not going to be that. We wrap ourselves up in the opposite of the shadow. But then what we lose is all of what that part of us is supposed to give to us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tried this experiment for 21 days and then we got back together, like you really got up in the morning and you said, how can I love my rigid self? What boundaries would I put in place if I was a little more rigid?
Mm-hmm.
What would I do for myself? I bet you that something radical would alter in your outer world. Because the outer world is a reflection of our inner world, right? Our behaviors are consistent with the shadows that we've hidden away. And so if we know that we're both rigid and flexible, right? We're both, you know, self-absorbed and selfless. And we say, wow, what would be the gift of this quality? I would suggest, and I've done this with hundreds of thousands of people, so I know it's true, that you will birth a new unimaginable future, and it will come from you loving something that you've judged.
Mm. So this is what you call by when you say that it's we unlock our lights then.
Yes, you illuminate, we're bringing light to this rigid part of you, right, to a part of ourselves that we've made wrong or judged.
Mm.
And more than likely, you see it in the other people in the outer world, because when we have a shadow, we energetically draw forth to us the exact thing, because the universe is always trying to show us us. And so since we can't see ourselves, we only can see ourselves in the outer world, then we draw that to us. And so if you allow that part, right, when we embrace, not accept the shadow, because that is really, to me, the second part of the process. The first part is uncovering what is your shadow. The second part is owning up to it, saying, well, I probably am rigid somewhere anyway, you know, because you are rigid about being generous probably, right? You have to say yes. That's a rigidness, you know, just in the opposite way. And so the third part is, how could this serve me and how could I love and accept and illuminate this? And that's why the subtitle is Illuminating the True Self, because we as humans have made so much of ourselves wrong.
Hmm. Clearly, 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 clearly. And so the shadow and the soul is intimately linked then?
Completely linked. I mean, some of these characteristics, Deepak Chopra would say, we come into to work out some of our karma, to work out these things from our past so that we can grow, that we can evolve, so that we can step into a future that's unimaginable. See, it's interesting, and I write a lot about that in this book because I've written many on the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
But in The Shadow Effect, I write about how we continue to become robotic and more robotic as the years go by. Naturally, we become rigid in our beliefs and what we eat and where we go, who we hang out with. And so unless we're going to go into the shadow and reclaim and embrace these parts of ourselves that we've rejected out of shame, out of fear, out of guilt, out of just not believing. You know, one day we're little, we're singing loud, we're happy, and a parent can all of a sudden say, you know what, you're too loud, be quiet, settle down. And all of a sudden we take our fully self-expressed self and we hide it away. And then we wonder the rest of our lives, why can't I live in full self-expression? So when we go into the shadow, we find a treasure chest, amazing parts of ourselves that will give us an unimaginable future.
Mm. Would you say that the planet also has its shadow and it's about time for us to look at that also?
Oh, yes, and I think the shadow is beating us up right now.
That's how it feels.
The shadow of greed, of course, you know, the French might project it on the United States, on the Americans, you know, and the British will project on the French. And, you know, we go around and round projecting our shadows because we don't take responsibility. And the reason why we still have starvation and people without water and abuse and all the things that are going on and war is because we won't own up to who we are. And we're always projecting anything we don't embrace and love in ourselves becomes our shadow. And so, you know, we're all being hit by the global shadows. Maybe it's our irresponsibility. We want other people to be responsible, to run our governments, to take care of us. And so we're not responsible and we're not involved. And then we're angry when our governments or the politicians do something stupid. But really, most of us are sitting back just from the sidelines saying, you do it.
So what is our role here? What can we do about that? Knowing this shadow, that is it us personally taking the responsibility?
That's where it starts. Like, I'm going to, if indeed I am a microcosm and a macrocosm, meaning I'm a piece of the whole and that I'm not in the world, but that the whole world is within me, then my job is to begin by loving that world within me, by loving all that I am, by embracing, you know, that I have an angry self and a mean self and a vindictive self and a selfish self. And I also have a loving self and a peaceful self and a generous self and a abundant self. You know, when we start to take responsibility for our parts of ourselves, we'll start to be different kinds of humans in the world because we won't be throwing these shadows onto other people. And we'll be training our children not, don't be this, don't be that, don't be mean, don't be angry, don't be. All those don't be's makes one believe I'm not okay. I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. Where did we get that? And then we hide those parts in the shadow and we can't deliver our authentic gifts to the world. We can't be our greatest self because if indeed, you know, we show some part of ourselves that's imperfect, you know, it would deem us unacceptable and unloved and that we don't belong.
Does that have something to do with, the dark night of the soul?
Well, when we go through the dark night of the soul, we usually wrestle with our shadows and we learn to accept and love and embrace and make peace with parts of ourselves that we've hated. So most of us will go through this dark night of the soul in one way or the other, but it's not there to beat us up. Yeah. It's not there to hurt us. It's there to help us grow.
It's quite scary though.
It is scary, but you know, a lot of people are calling the shadow effect the book of human knowledge. Yeah. Because if you understand, you can, one, I'd say triple time go through it. Most people, it's long and slow and suffering. And the other is understanding where you're going. Humans are suffering because we're resisting where we're going because we don't understand where we're going. And so if we understand the shadow and we are proactive in our lives, then life changes. You know, things open up to us. We don't have to wait to get clobbered over the head by some horrible incident or a betrayal or a death or, you know, losing our job and not having enough money. We can proactively say, what's in my shadow that could serve me today? How could I open my heart and be more compassionate and loving and heartful to these parts of myself? Because it's the incidents that happen to us that move us into the dark night aren't the problem. The problem is what we make it mean about ourselves.
Right.
And in that meaning, we start to beat ourselves up. We take out that internal bat and we just whack ourselves. And then, you know, it's over and over and over. And that beating ourselves up just prolongs the process. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we are on this earth to learn to love, not just the goodness, but all of who we are. And in that, then we will spread love to all those and have compassion to those that are, you know, doing things that we think we would never dare do.
Tell us, how was it to collaborate with Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson? Did you all play a part? Apparently, there's one chapter that you each worked on, because you have very different qualities, I would say, about all of you three. So that makes it quite an interesting book, doesn't it, in collaboration?
Yeah, I think it's an amazing, people will love it. And because we come at the shadow from three different places, and Deepak really does the psychological prescriptive part of it, you know, from his background and, you know, very deep spiritual process. I go through the emotional part, and that's really my work, and how do we do the work, and how do we relate all this shadow stuff to our own lives. And then Marianne really does a beautiful holy spiritual part about bringing in the love and understanding that true pure love will cast out the darkness. I think what we're thinking of, the problem with this is that people think, oh, the love, I could just say, you know, love the goodness. But to cast out the darkness, we must love and understand that as well.
And love is a superpower, isn't it? It can transform everything.
It can transform everything in every moment. And when we understand being human, human is to learn how to love. And but we can't cut half of ourselves. And so if people today found some quality they've been wrestling with and said, okay, I know there's something good in it, and I'm going to work to find what's good, and how could I open my heart, and how could I understand that my lazy self might be trying to get me to rest and may save me from having a heart attack, and my greedy self might have me put some money away for the future or hard times, and my selfish self may be there to help me set some boundaries. And when we start to understand, my mean self might have put a boundary up for somebody who's violating us, and that they're not bad qualities, that truly spirit didn't make any spare parts. You know, they're all important.
And I heard that you were Oprah Winfrey was majorly helping you also spread this across the globe.
Yes, and if people go to oprah.com at any time, it will always be on the site. Right now we're doing a live course. So if people read the book and then do the course, they just go to oprah.com and go to the spirit section, and the shadow effect is all over it.
Really, and then go really
to, nice. Yeah, theshadoweffect.com. We have different things in the back of the book. There's an amazing quiz. I think that quiz in and of itself will blow people's minds.
That's on the Shadow Effect website.
Yeah, it's on the book.
On the book. Okay. And do you have a last little thing that we might have forgotten to talk about, or a last message that is important for you to get out right now?
Oh, thank you for asking. You know, I think that just that you and all of us and everybody watching and listening, we have a right to love who we are. We have a right to be our true, authentic self, you know, beyond our secrets, beyond our pain, beyond our past. And shadow work is the work of the heart warrior. it promises and to give you a life that was like mine, unimaginable to me.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys, the shadow. You know, as you guys can see, you see why the shadow is so important? You know, they say no bad vibes, right? No bad vibes, no bad vibes. But, guys, that can be very dangerous because, you know, everything is part of the totality. You know what I'm saying? So very dangerous, guys, to say no positive vibes only. Let's go ahead and bring in Eternal. Hold on, I got to go to my studio. All right, Eternal, I'm going to bring you on, but let's go ahead and play a song. Studio, with everything, every distraction, anything going up against you guys, always push through that shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we do. All right, let me find a song. I think I want to hear some mic. Let's go ahead and hear some mic. And we'll be back. Damn. We'll be back to discuss. Guys. All right. So the topic and premise of today's show is shadow work. And pretty much just the open mic and then, you know, where you guys are at. All right. So where you at, what you're struggling through, you know, anything of that nature, guys. That's where we at. All right. We'll be back.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, there's not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind and cause they got
I'm asking him to change.
right, guys. Peace to everybody. Thank you guys again for tuning in to another podcast of Heads in the Women's Radio. I'm your host, Root, and as you guys always know, I am joined with Eternal, you guys. This is Heads in the Women's Radio, Motivational Classroom, guys. I'm out doing a bit running today, you guys. I got a busy day, but, you know, I just wanted to hop on with you guys. It's, I don't plan to go 3 hours, so, but, guys, this is going to be just a show, just to know about venting, you know, where you at, just shadow work, you know, shadow work is very important. Again, guys, I told you how we are taught a lot of things in this society, guys, and if you think about it, everything that in which we have been taught is by design, you know, and it's by design to keep us, you know, at bay and to keep us, you know, in a program. And let's start with our educational system. You know what I'm saying? We got a show in the archives called The Educational System. When it was hot, it's still hot, but when it, you know, pretty much had like a team of 10, you know. But Motivational Classroom, we did The Educational Class, The Educational System. It was a really good podcast, guys. You know, and it was pretty much unveiling a program, you know, when it comes to the system, guys. So without further ado, guys, let's just go ahead and invite eternal peace and royalty onto you. If you're there, Eternal, I cannot hear you. There we go. There you go. Royalty.
Hey, brother.
Royalty,
greetings.
Royalty.
How you be?
I feel determined. Life, everything is everything. You know what I'm saying? I am steering away from putting a label as to, you know, whether it's good or bad, or, you know, everything is everything. It just is. You know what I'm saying? The most beautiful thing about life is that, you know, the awareness of the lesson. You know what I mean?
That's like an ultimate feeling, because you can go beyond the negative and the positive things. And I know, what we first do is we look at it and say, oh, my gosh, who is he talking about? Who is she talking about? And then it becomes, oh,
right,
there's a negative. And so when we usually have conversations, it starts off automatically as the repulsion. And now you got to see how you got to be genuine about what you say. And this is why we all been this way. There's certain ways people have found their genuineness. Now, the only problem is the shadow work. If you don't know how to use your shadow work while you're in your genuine side of yourself, the ego really can play more. And now this is the unbalanced part that we call from my eye. My eye is going to give you balance. However, if you don't know about my eye, that's like, okay, I got to go into, let's learn my eye. What is my eye talking about? Okay, that's the heart. You got to have your heart light as a feather. I mean, you can't walk around being mean, throwing energy on people. You know what I mean? That's like a lot of extra stuff that's coming from something. With that being the case, you're on a scale. So now the scale is being tipped, whether it's in your favor, not in your favor. You know, that's just like saying, I got a good foot and I got a bad foot. Well, the idea is you got both feet. And so learning the turns behind your feet, you know, how does that help? When, you know, if you can't work it out, look for someone else that can help you, all right? So this is what the story was about. There was an emperor. He said, I would like for you to actually be in charge of my kingdom. However, I can't just get you, just let you become a part of the kingdom. I got to actually, you know, see if you got the qualifications. So he said, I want you to have this table lifted. And so there's people in the room watching. And he said, I just want to see if you can have the table lifted. And he walked out the room. So he grabbed the table, did it what he could, try to lift the table. He did it again, and then did another attempt. Then he's like, all right, I'm going to do it my third time. Then he said, all right, fine. Just go over there and tell him that the table's too heavy. You know what I'm saying? I can't lift the table. He should give me that. I'm going to tell him the truth. So he goes and he tells him that. Then he says, well, the problem is two things. One, I said, I want you to have that table lifted. I didn't say who. So that's your first mistake. That's like an outside. We blame outside. That's the moral to that, all right? We blame the outside first before we even, you know, we can't even talk about ourselves. We talk about everything on the outside already. So now it's the external God. We look for external God to replace our help and our needs and our whatever that is. All right? So then he said, and the other problem is you said the table was too heavy. Why didn't you say you were too weak to lift the table? And that's why you have the issue. See, I give you the kingdom. You're going to start blaming the kingdom for whatever you're going through. And it becomes a point where you got good and bad, or you got left and right, you got up and down, you got in and out, you got black and white, you got light skin, dark skin. You got all these things that become the Willie Lynch chip to how you need to really just see where is your intelligence, where is your initiation. And if that's the initiation to your intelligence, there's your imagination. We all got certain principles we got to learn from. And of course, according to that, the three is always going to be invisible. It's going to be like this invisible trinity. Why is it a trinity? Well, you had 9 months of birth. You have to learn your good, bad, and your in-between you, the natural you. What is naturally about yourself? Are you rude? Are you just always born to be rude? Or, you know, did your mama give you manners? Did your mama give you manners? Or did your daddy give you manners? Did anybody give you manners? Do you know about manners? And so now it's principles. It's not just good or bad. It's not just masculine and feminine. It's now how your principles are, not gender. That's why we all have issues about when we go around and we're into another realm now. You going to still do that when you're in that realm? Because you could walk on water, but can you walk on land now? Okay, you can walk on land. Well, how about walk on sand? Oh, you can walk on sand? How about walk on a mountain? So these things you have to be now accustomed to, of just like your outside environment, the Snow White episode with the seven dwarfs. You're learning your seven chakras. You're learning how to align yourself back to eight. You eat what you ate. And now it's the energy to what, you know, us and our people, as we see present. Is it present that's keeping us present, or is it past that's keeping us in the past? Now we might have issues. Our time frame is about not the elapse in time. By talking about time as the past in the present, if you can't be present to talk about it. It's just like you're being stuck. That's what the record is doing. The CD that we didn't know that was going to end up doing was called Skipping. So just like even for ourselves, our generations have skipped. Our mother, our father, we did some skipping generations. Even myself included right now. I'm included. However, it's letting me know, just like how we skip generations, I talked to my father. I said, hey, what happened? Excuse me. I need to know what happened. That's not need to know basis. You're not ready for that. I'm not ready. How would you not know I'm not ready? If I ask the question, that must mean I am ready. See, these are the things we're not knowing. As we say, if people are not ready, we kind of take away their knowledge or not give them the knowledge. Yet, at the same time, that's why they came to you to ask for the freaking knowledge. Now, of course, there's emotion. So that's why I changed the whole polarities of what we're doing right here. You might not get what I'm saying. So now you might take the good or the bad and leave it as that. So that's why the messages that we pass on aren't given to us. Because we probably don't think we can handle it with emotion-wise. But that's a different body. Just like your feelings, a different body. And because we haven't learned these things together as a language, we say, oh, I don't like how you said that. I don't like what you said to me. These are the points of saying, well, I guess we can't be friends because you can't even be family right now. This is why separation of, you know, say your mother, your father. Whenever you step out of the household, you look at everybody as your mother and your father. Yeah, absolutely. Even a baby as a mother or your father. Absolutely. See, the problem is this is where our generation unfolded and changed the whole dynamics. And now everybody's a criminal. And because of that, we can't see mother and father, because when we saw the story, it was really written mother and the son. So when we saw mother and son, it was like, oh, I don't know what that means. But if you've seen it for a real picture, you would see Assar in his in the actual hands of Aset. So that means he's a grown man, but he's a little grown man. He's the dwarf. So guess what's going on with me right now? I'm with seven empresses, I'm going to say. Seven empresses, because it could be princesses, but they're going to, you know, they are going to amount to be empresses. I'm in the room, in a building with seven empresses. I do not know one of them in that aspect of what we could say, oh, what you going with them? None of that. No criminal. No, none of that. I come in as a brother. So I'm learning the language of a different language that I didn't know was there, that I have to now still be aware of because the gods are always around you. And you just might not know how it's done. So now you got different vortex, you got different portals, you got different people who talk differently. They might be more brutal than you are, more cut and rigid, as the sister said. They might not like their rigid self. So that's why certain people are rigid when they speak. They just don't know how rigid they are. So they go to the other world where they're not in the business world anymore. And now let's talk in the non-business world. Oh, can't do that. You got a different function going. Okay, let's say you're in Christianity. We got a book that you read out of every Sunday or every whatever day you do. Now you go out to the other world, and now you can't fit in that world. So now you got to figure out, what do you take in the pieces of that book that's going to still have you finesse through that world? That's what we're all doing. We're all figuring out what is my moment of still being me while I'm in front of everybody else. And if I can't do that, then that's not connecting me to what we call divinity. That's why we all have issues. You got to find your divine self. And you can't really do it hiding it. You can't really do it sheltering it under anything. You got to actually face it. You got to go in there. You might have to go a little bit deeper than you did last time. You might have to go a little bit longer than you did last time. You might have to do some other things that you haven't done before, you know. You might have to get in front of the stage so you feel criticized by the people in front of you for a second. But maybe they're not going to criticize you. Maybe they're going to actually say, you know what, you're right. When you find out that these people saying, you know what, you're right, it ain't you anymore. It's the frequency that's around you that you're speaking about. Now you see how this thing works. But if we didn't do none of these experiences, we're still inside talking about outside things. That's why it becomes a nuisance to where is your shadow work at. Everyone has to start shadow work. I'm talking about from the baby all the way on up to wherever age you're at now. You still got to keep on going. This is an ongoing thing. This is at seven, every 7 days you're doing something? Yeah, okay. Well, out of those seven chakras, you're doing something too. Man, you lay down, get up. Oh, I'm doing great. I got all this money in my pocket. How you think all that got there? Oh, there goes your ego. It just blocked it. I had a brother speak to me about his past, so much and to me about his past, that it was like there's nothing, absolutely nothing I could do about your past. I could hear it. However, there's nothing I could do about it. That's all in you. You got to fix it. You got to come up with the mechanic. You got to be the machine maker. And the key maker and the things of that. Now, what I can do is I can give you some suggestions. And now maybe you use that as your power. Or you're going to still talk about all your regressions. And then it's still we ain't doing no shadow work. So this is what we have issues of. Even for the brother who starts to know everything, don't know everything. Because I still don't know. We all don't know yet. We're still learning. Why are we learning everything?
Think you know, you have no idea.
Yes, there's a knowing you don't know. And so when a person say, oh, you a know-it-all, that's when the person don't want to know it all. Dang it. And now yep. We're going to say, oh, I didn't know this was going to happen. Yep, this can happen too. You can teach so much that the person don't even want to get taught by what you're teaching. You're like, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have been the teacher. You should have been the pupil. Oh, that's what I should have been. See, I came in the game and I didn't play the same. I played the same game. I shouldn't have played the same game the same way. So you got to know how to play the game differently. You can't just always be the player. Player. The player get played too now, don't it? After a while, I get
and
to learn.
And that's
you know.
The thing. That's where a lot of schools
people think that we're players
we always,
when that happens.
Yeah, we
this
always.
Is where the
I mean, I think it's imbalanced. It's imbalance in a room.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We are imbalanced. We are imbalanced. Even myself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Even, you know, in my own self-awareness, you know, it's like, I am imbalanced in this one area. Why? You know?
Okay. So now, now they're telling you you're attracted to still that same issue or problem.
Yeah.
Same issue or problem that still has to occur to you so you can get it right. Because if not, you ain't using the power within your magic in the first place. So your mom and your daddy gave you a certain amount of power, energy. But if you are need power, like you always need something, you know, you don't have your power. You always in need.
Right.
So that's
right,
not power.
Right.
That's being needy. That's a little different.
Right. But eternal.
Like saying,
but
oh,
the eternal.
The shadow work.
But, right. But for the purposes of ear and its intentions, you know what I'm saying? We must. I want to say to the audience, guys, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Know that it's okay. It's okay to fuck up. It's okay to repeat some of the same lessons. You know what I'm saying? As they say, you, at some point, you'll get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, you may not want to repeat this, you know. At some point, you may want to snap out of it. You know what I'm saying? That would be the wise thing to do. But, you know, guys, I just want to know, we live in a society to where, you know, when we do shit on repeat sometimes and when we don't get the lessons, we feel some type of way. You know, and we feel bad about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, our teachers and our talk is not to make you feel bad for a certain area of your life that you may not have been able to master just yet. You know, but know
and
that you
where
will.
It comes back. That's where it comes back at. Like, we're not giving up on you. It might look like we're giving up on you. Even how I'm talking, it might sound like I'm mad or frustrated. I'm not. I'm really
but
happy.
Have to
I'm really,
know
that's
that
why
internal.
The shadow work is important.
Have to
that's
know
why
that.
It's like I gotta go back to my good side of myself. Like we could go so bad into the good without even realizing that. So it's like a person who says, "Oh, I'm so good." Well, guess what you're doing? You're being so positive that now you're rude with your positive self, you know, and you're pushy, you know, and so that means people still not humble with your mannerism, you know, and you can accept. Brother Keith. Well, I'm gonna just say, in front of us is space. You know what I mean? In front of us is space. So when I look at space, space is going to be that conduit. That's going to be that idea of how to flow your etheric body and stuff. Like, you can still be calm in the middle of an ocean. Ain't no need to be panicking, but we do panic. So there's where the breath is involved. How do you breathe? How do you relax? You can't as bad as you think it is. It's just as bad as you're looking at it. Like, so it's just like what pain does. You get hurt by it the first time. You're like, oh, geez, I don't want to ever get hurt by that again. Now, I get it. But now that you know it, it's more like at the same time, you know, precautions from it. And when you know those, it's like a speed bump that they put in the road. They have them all the way, and you're like, oh, this is a certain amount of speed that's going to be going. Then boom, you don't recognize it. But if you didn't recognize it, speed bump there. So this is what you're doing with your body. So eventually, your body thinks you already can, okay, I'm going to get humble to what I'm going to do so I can get myself right, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, all right, cool. So now that you did that, certain things are going to block what ain't supposed to be working for you. And you're like, wait a minute, why did that just get blocked? I'm supposed to go this way. But it was a purpose because now you've been doing the shadow work for in your favor versus you just ain't been doing it not in your favor. So now you're actually saying, dang, I'm going to go this way. But you wasn't meant to go that way. You was actually meant to go this way to put yourself, how you put the altar together, how do you connect it to, not, I just said to sister last night. I told her about her mom, because like, she wanted to be mad at her mom. I said, you really be mad at your mom. She didn't want to agree with what you're saying, because sometimes going to a place, you got to respect the environment first. then you got to respect the place, right? And then you got to respect the people that's in the place. Like, you're not going to go to a hotel, right, and play loud music. When you go into a place and you don't see what's going on in the environment, you have to be aware of the environment. So just like when a person says, I wanna go out and take my clothes off in this building, are you aware of the people? Are they gonna be all offended by it? You know what I mean? And that's the thing, you gotta know your artist. You can't just go to the cemetery and expect people to be alive when you speak to them. So your experience is your trinity. You got to see the experience for yourself. And you're going to see that whether it ain't working. So your life is about you. You got to learn how you're experiencing. I'll show you. The experience is you seeing the Trinity. You got to see what Trinity does for you. You know, if you put it out there, you're in the environment, it don't work, you know, and it comes back to you, that'd be because you was in the environment. But now if you did it again, it's going to be you. It's going to be you that's doing it, not the environment. So this idea, yeah, you can speak your mind, just be adamant. And so that's the issue. So what I was saying to her about her mother, don't be mad at her because she said that's not the right time and place. You don't speak your mind about religion. You're in somebody's house, it's not your complexion. And so that's why it could be an issue. So when I'm looking at as far as shadow is, don't be mad at your mother. Write good intent for your mother. Put it at your altar. Don't just be mad at your mother. You know what I mean? I think what we do is we carry on that, what we call astral belief. And I might be mad at you, but then, okay, I'm mad at you. However, let me go to the altar and give good intent to your altar. That's why these things, when we say, oh, I'm going to pray for you. He said, don't be praying on me. But then you realize prayer can be a negative, right? Because animals do that. And because we, as a people, we went to bracing the bull, to bracing the cattle, the whole bull-cattle concept was Moses coming down the mountain of Sinai, seeing this cattle that was actually cannibalism. So they were bracing people in there, burning them up, and actually making them have sounds of music. But that sound of music was in the beginning was the weird. That's the word, the world. There's a different world out there amongst us that we as people, from cannibalism to also animalism, to eating what we call the zoo. That's what Dr. Seuss, I eat green eggs and all that aspect is your fairy tale. But we ain't a fairy to the tale anymore. So that's why the fair and the far east, the far east are pharaohs. We are pharaohs of these lands. And because of it being a narrow way, that's why it became common. We're the fun in the L of vision. That's why this vision is WandaVision. They made it to a Wanda your vision back up to Wonderland. This is why this is Turtle Island. This is why it's paradise. Paradise is Iceland. Iceland. That's why it's Isis land. That's why Iceland, the whole aspect of Alaska, these are not only spots of places. These are your chakras that you're on in alignment with. That when you go over there, you're going to get a spiritual inclination to yourself, just like here. This is VA. The more you're in Virginia, you're going to learn certain things that we call the level. Why is it called the level? Because it's known as the Neptune energy, even though it's Venus. But yet, Neptune and Venus, they got more of a connection here in this area. That's location. It's above your head, so below. So now, near the water, anywhere on the Atlantic, all these people that's in the Atlantic, Atlantic waters, They're connected to Atlantis region. That's why we're not really saying, oh, we're connected. We're saying we're disconnected. And there's the disconnection. We separate ourselves from the so-called multiple things. So if it's a disconnection in itself, this is why we say, like, Mexicans. We don't say Dogon. We got to get more to the connection. We got to say Nomo. You know, the same thing. And so when we're saying there's examples of your nobility, you got to know how deeper in your ethnic roots is it. Is it barbarians? Is it Tatars? Nothing happening. Yeah. So it's just more you being more rooted, you know, take your shoes off. The sun is up higher. When you think about how the sun is up higher, it's giving you a chance to do more things. And because we are able to do that, don't look at every day as a terrible thing for yourself. And that's why we can't be beating you up. If anything is the truth and not wanting to accept it hurts, you know what I mean? And it's not saying I got to be the one to tell you the truth. It's just it's the truth, not me. I'm the truth, okay? So in that same aspect, saying the same thing again. In the same aspect, I just pressed the button. I don't know what else to tell you. We just went through this all day. I don't know what to tell you. The card thing. Get it over there, the ATM. One in, right here in the cigar spot. Smoke shop. Like, we're multitasking, right? And the multitasking is helping you see how your conscience is. We're multitasking for a reason to see how your spheres are. You know what I mean? Like, we're magnetic and we're electric. Like, this is why mother and father gave you those things. However, there's a neutral inside of self. So whenever someone says, I have a bad day, it's not you having a bad day. You're creating, I got you, you're creating a bad day. You're creating your own energy. You're creating your own magnitude. You're creating your own manners. You're creating all that's a part of you. So the acceptance has to say, am I a creature? Because this is what they've done. They put the animal instincts on the totems, right? But this is something that they saw out in the sky. So it's something that from out in the sky that they bring all the way to yourself, you have accepted the demiurge of yourself as the child that comes from these gods, godlike energy, that now you're calling yourself a peasant versus the pharaoh energy. So we don't do noble things like we say we do. We don't went all the way to the left, to the right, and the left and the right, and say, oh, left and right is the same, when they're not. Left is for night, the day is for right, you know, and so now we're using different virtues of how much sunlight do I have? How much moonlight do I have? And so your emotions to sin is really a moon. It's the moon, your mood. But that's Doom backwards. That's who beat up Superman. All we got to know is what Heru is. Heru is you and the energy you're in with her. You can see it in the words. They're constantly saying, look at these words. Let's see if they get it, because they got to get it. They got no choice to get it. If they go into another language, they're going to get it. If they go around the world, they're going to get it. If they're going to just concentrate long enough, they'll get it. Now, if they ain't concentrating long enough, that's like something go, pew! You know what that was. And you're not going to get it because you choose not to. That's what sound does to us. That's what music does to us. That's the first thing that hits you when you go into any room. They got music playing. And now you connected to it? I don't know. But if not, they're going to connect you anyway. This is the avatar. This is the surrogate. This is the cherubim. This is the seraphim. We got to learn this because it's a constant. You're going in a cyclic cycle. And now the thing is, because you're choosing good or bad, that becomes the trick. It ain't no good or bad. It's learning the differences, first of all. Once you start learning the differences, then you say, okay, I choose to be this more or this less. See, when I say more or less, it kind of made a different shift in you right there. Now, what I mean by this is being present. You're a present. So how much do you really give yourself? Do you gift yourself at the end of the day, gift yourself at the beginning of the day, or you just gift yourself so much you forget about other people? Are you the type of person when you run to that bathroom, oh, man, I got to go to the bathroom, and you just piss all on the toilet. Oh, I got to get it out. And then he's like, oh, whew, glad I had to get that out and just leave the bathroom. Don't flush the toilet. Don't wash your hands. Just leave everything the way you just went in there and did what you did. See, when we walk in the door, the difference is when we walk in the door, it's different when you go back out. It's going to always be that way. You could be sitting in a room longer than you thought. You're like, dang, I'm going to spend whole time in the joint. Didn't even realize that. And this is where this is your adamant thing. This is what you're going to do 24 hours. This is what you can do. You don't have no problem in doing it. Now, if you can get to that essence of your divine self like that and people don't mind getting plugged in like that, that's the avatar inside. But if you a surrogate, you know what a surrogate does? They suck up energy because they don't know anything else but to use the energy that's amongst them. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing because I learned how to suck up energy. I had to. My mama gave me milk. But after a while, you know, you got to give yourself some milk now. You got to come off the surrogate moment and become an avatar. And that means do your shadow work. You can't hide behind the curtain and expect people to do it for you. That's not how it's going to work. You got to actually put yourself in enough of you almost feel like you're going to die. But you don't, because you live forever. The moment you know that when you now I can go back to my mundane, go to work, and do all these mundane, whatever that is, because that's your superhero oversoul that already been kicked in. You're like, dang, I got this jank on lock. Like, I could throw it out right now if I want it. Nah, I ain't got to do that today. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to preserve this drink. So whenever I'm ready for that drink, I'm going to just keep priming that, though. I'm going to keep priming that. So it might be every 7 days. It might be every 5 days. Like my brother did, he did it with yesterday. You know, all these sitting in front of the ritual, the Gehunzen. You call it the altar. And put some candles there. Interject. Put some aromatherapy in the room. And channel, whether just breathing, going into chatting, add some more hallucinational connection. I'm not saying if you ain't on it yet, need a guide if you ain't on it yet. Get one of them first, do microdose, then go in. You know what I mean? So that way you already know he told you, she already told you, this is how you do it. You can work on it better. Don't just keep flying and don't know how to land. Because you fly and you land, you crash. That's what a plane does, right? So we know it. We got to be able to jump a little bit, hop, skip a little bit. But first, you got to lay down. Don't be all getting up and doing stuff. You got to lay down first. You going into the other bodies. You're learning your other bodies of you that was here and still is here. Your ancestors are still around you right now. You just don't see them the way you think you see them. That's why you got issues. You got all these mosquitoes and all this plants, and all this is right next to you giving you something different. But you thought it the same thing. It's not the same thing. See, you starting to see seasons ain't even the same no more. So now your conscience ain't the conscience that they're calling it. See, because you've been defining it the whole time. You don't have to define it. Let it just be what it is and see what comes out of it. And as that's not a push to the pull or the pull to the push, you start to see what relativity starts to show for you. You're the outcome of the income. So now, thinking in that way, go into Demiurge. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Because I know I start going in, I'll be on this little rampage and be like, dang, hey, brother, going in. This is when the brother said, look, you're going to have to just take notes when he get up here. The square, the triangle, and the circle. We're going to learn about it. The square is Aries. The triangle is Leo. And the circle, Sagittarius. Learning your fire starters. All your fire starters are what you're going to go from your head to your heart to your hips. And we've been doing this because we need to heal. And the heal is in your ankle. But you got to become an uncle or aunt to learn that part. Yeah, it's a family thing. I couldn't figure it out, but I've been wanting to learn this ever since I came into existence. You a key. I'm a key. And because of the key, of Anuki, I know my mother is a noose. But they call her Eunice. See, you find out, like, dang it. So I've been around these words, I've been in the word the whole time you said word, W-H-I-R-R-E-D, but weird, you might call people, but his word being a sound before it became a word. So now it's about the duck quacking and the dog barking. So you might not know those are totems. They're talking to you, and you haven't been paying attention to them the whole entire time. You might have a cat. Now you can connect to your cat, but you got to do some rituals with the cat. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to connect to the cat. No, it ain't like you done to us, mama, daddy. It ain't like you done to us. That's that physicality part. That's that part where you say, oh, I sat down with y'all. I ate with y'all. There wasn't I with y'all. No, that don't mean you with us. See how the phone in there now? So now you can be like, oh, I'm in the room with y'all. But now they on the phone, so they ain't connected to you at all. How was your day? Great. What you doing tomorrow? Same thing I did yesterday. You know what I mean? It's going to be a short conversation. It's going to be a groundhog's day. So if we can't get out the box, it's because we creating one. You ain't doing no creating nothing. You up here on the digital world, making like feel like you're doing something, but it's artificially the whole entire time. Time you start putting your hands into something, make pottery, put your hands in some paint, put your hands in the paint and put it on some canvas. Start showing your imagination is bigger than your AI. If not, you are doing this to yourself. All of us are doing this to ourselves. I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming myself, too. We're all a part of this. Until we start seeing this differently, we say, oh no, what's wrong with it? Because you ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. So now that's why we got issues. We got to start doing some projective thoughts. Put it on paper, draw it out. If you can't draw it out, write it out. See, the most wise left everything. That's why it's called left. Now, they made left to seem like it's a bad thing. That's why it became God becoming the devil, or the devil becoming Satan. But Satan is not us. That's your nature. You're more natural than you should be. You just might not know what's unnaturally yet. So this is why you got to learn the unnatural things so you can be actual to the things that you are and not just an act to it, the action behind it and in front of it and within it and without it. I didn't pre-write this at all. This is something that's scripted out of us that we have in ourselves that make us say, you know what, we'll make us tick. Because it's not just a tick or the flea that's on a dog. And poo, that's of the underworld. Dog with nine lives is known as a canine. So this is the carnivorous thought. So how we done put dog become cat. But yet cat is the Sekhmet energy, the Boss energy, the nine lives energy. The nine lives of you giving birth to months and moons to Amun to become Re or Ra energy. And we don't say Re or Ra. We say Re or Ra. See the profound pronunciations that come out of with the Ra or R sound is different when we go to different worlds and see that, how they express it differently. Now we say we in our located area of self. So you got to go through what we call the zodiac sign to find your true self. There are different parts to you. You got 12 hours a day and 12 hours a night. So within the hours, it's still O-U-R-S, not just H-O-U-R-S, 3488. So your hours is you. You are the time. Until you build your time up, it's like your time being taken away. Most people say, oh, I want more time. And you are that energy. Go ahead. You are that energy. You are that energy. So 3488. So there's a new circumference to you. Who are you? You know what I mean? And that's where the shed comes from. You are a new shed to yourself. Once you start to know the manger, just like the house. You know, you go into Taurus. Taurus is your Tauruscope. You're into the Tahoroscope. So how do you get back into yourself, you know? And so your outcome is come up with ways to make you who you are. And once you do that, that's the part of saying, okay, now I can start loving myself versus saying I'm hating everybody else. You don't have to hate no one. Love them for not hating you like you hate them. And if you could do that, oh, my God, you'll find some great things. You find out that even when they go through their cycles, you're like, oh, shoot, they're going through the same cycle they did with me. But now it's on a different scale. and you could see it. It wasn't you. This is just like when someone says, I know this knowledge. It came from the elder. You ask that from the elder right now. The elder will be like, wait a minute. Did I say that? He's like, what do you mean? You did say that. I don't remember saying that because it wasn't the elder. You see, it was the ancestors. The ancestors are going to always pop in and even out at a certain point. But they're always around, though, regardless. So when it's time, just rebuild yourself. You're about transforming energy. So be a transformer. Form the trance, not just transit like a car or a bus, because that's commercialized. We got to go into more than just commerce or self. You got to know that you will get this out even if you ain't have nothing to offer. They'd be like, yo, where is your energy at? Nope, I still have some. And you're replenishing energy constantly, yet you're giving out energy so you could get in more energy than it was even given out to. So that's why that is a purpose. Not saying that you're expecting it either, because you might have to go drain out all the way to where nothing's in you. Then it comes. That's where certain people, they say, dang, I had to face death. Yeah. You had to face death. But it's really called depth. And so when you change, it's the seven. Seven is, like, it could be deception to someone else. But see, the Jacob's ladder or Jacob's ladder or Jacob's ladder is the seven in your chakras, just like going up the steps to your brain. So from your heart, right, that we didn't even start at, because it really is in your hips, the actual Sagittarius energy, right, going into where the heart at and then going into the head. Now, the thing is, we've been taught past nine is 10, yet 10 represents Capricorn. So that's why I went from the horns of a goat to even the rams and the lamb, not knowing the lion is in between that. So they say it's hitting three. We've been taught about the bull. The bull is how certain people torture the bull. So torment usually come right now. We're dealing with the season of bullism. So bullyism. All of these things that come out from the Moses speaking, the tablets coming down, and the commandments, and really the 10 being a Capricorn energy, it's the earth sign. So that's two earth signs. Yet it's really the expression of Venus we're speaking of. Look, this is how much there's a hidden one right into everything. You know what I mean? So as the Leo being five or Heru, this is also saying six is Virgo, which is Mother Mary, that we also known as Geb, the energy, it's been reversed. The earth is feminine. In our conversation, we call it masculine. Okay. Yeah. And so that's why we have issues of saying the reversing of what life has shown us. Mary is the first disciple. The second disciple is Jesus, not the other way around. And because we want to be taught this way, it's been taught through school, just like numbers. Number one is masculine. Number two is feminine. That's why it's different. And so we're like, okay, well, what? I'm confused. You just, like right now, I just told you one is this way and now one is the other way. But now I can show you that it's just like saying your leg is bad, your left leg is bad, and your right leg is good. I'm just saying that. Is now a point where how you got to show me reference behind it. If we're not tangibility in that aspect to say, oh, everybody's the same. No, we're not. We've been taught differently. Everyone's been taught differently. 1, 4, 3, 2, 4, 5. Here. So you can say that you're disconnected or you're connected to yourself. When you walk out of that, go outside and the sun hits you, either you're disconnected or you're connected to the sun. So now this is why the judgment is between the two. That's not for sale. No. And so you're in to who you are, a purpose. And so finding your trinity, being into your shadow work is going to help you find it quicker. Now, of course, if you're not into the shadow working, that's why, like, what we see going on in today's time, the square, that's Aries, the triangle, that's Leo, and a circle, that's Sagittarius. These are your fires. So if you're starting any fires and they burn out, it's because it's your own fault. It's not nobody else's. Everyone has a fire. Everyone has an earth. Your earth, that's Taurus. Your earth is Virgo. The earth is Capricorn. Everyone has that in their body parts. So now when we think about this, earth of Taurus will be your throat, your torso. Virgo, then your belly, your gut, instinct. Your Capricorn, your kneecaps. So there's okay, I got you. So there's a list of you learning from fire. That was earth, your air, Gemini, your ears, so your neurological system, how your arms work, your armory, right? So your Gemini, and then there's Libra, what comes from the well, at the belly at, going back into the head. So that's why that's important for one and two to match up what's doing the balance. That's why the top, as like you turn the top, it has to actually have a not so much of a swivel, but this is what the world, just like you, actually experience without knowing it. So this is why it's important to know how much air you're giving yourself. When you get up, you get vertigo. There's a reason for that. That's why the elements of air has to be matched up with the water. And, okay, so before I finish, though, Aquarius is the ankles. So that's why that's air down there. You got to have air down at your ankles so circulation can be where? At your feet. Your feet is the whole body, too, just like your hands is the whole body. So now the last thing, rain, fire, earth, air. Now you got to have rain for you. So if your first section of fear where your mouth is your first rain. That's your Cancer. That's why it's the physical. You coming out to the physical body now to learn everything. Out of the three comes the nine. What I mean by that is if you add 3 and 9, you get 12. That's why you're missing your 3 months of your spiritual, and now you're physically alive. So to now knowing stuff at 4 and learning what was supposed to be taught to you. If you're not doing any of this work, this is why our children from birth, when you are creating a child, it's already DNA'd in you. Yeah. Yes. It's already DNA'd in you. And so that makes it a point where you got to know what your DNA is saying to you at all times. Your DNA is already your function of what AND is, DAN is, your 6-pointed star. That's your Virgo energy going into your 7, Libra. How do you balance it back out, you know? And so that's why the rain, the mouth, the first Cancer, fire, earth, air, rain, your fear is from how you speak it. You're speaking with an S and peak it all the time. So your frequency, free to queen of the sea. You're speaking it all the time. So you got to be mindful. Time. What is time? Emit. Backwards. So you put time, 12. Yes. If you put time into yourself, you find out this is where your heart is at. Your fire again. Your earth being your stomach. How you belly in things. Your air going into your brain. Now that you can see from your belly on up. So now how it goes back down, 8, into Scorpio energy. So fire of the hips to Sagittarius to Scorpio, 8 becoming 9, and 9 becoming 10, Capricorn. That's why it's been separated. 10 is the separation to life, the umbilical cord cut off from the 1 and the 0. So now you the origin, that 0 gave you origin to the numbers as value to yourself. Yet, if you're stuck into the digital world, this is why AI is your influence to how your mother is not as intelligent you should be having her as. And that's why we label her and you put names on her and you call her different things than what you should be already connected to. This is why Will Smith said, and he said all of that, but his censor is still coming out of his mouth. That's the whole problem, Cancer. We got to know our feelings. Be in tune with your heart. You speak through your heart to go to your head. So in order for you to know heaven, you got to be in the east. You can't just say I'm stuck in the east. You got to know how you rise into the east. It's not just raise. You rise your energy. When a person know how to rise their energy, that's on a constant. That means when you lay down, guess what? When you get up, it's called a rise, not just wake up. That wake up is from the dead. See how we've been got ourselves to think dead, live, and dead, and dead, and alive? So where you are fighting yourself as soon as you get up with a duel. So let's not duel yourself. Let's sundial ourselves. Get into stretching. Sit down in front of the sun long enough. Now you're with the God. do you want to say to God, but you, how you acting godly? What you do that's godly? Don't tell me you just go to church and that's godly. That's being to covet yourself in front of everyone. But if you took your clothes off, would you still be happy with what you see under there? Because if not, you need to start doing some shadow work. That's where all this is coming from. Start loving yourself, every body part. Love your toes. Love your feet. Every little part. Love your fingers. Love your fingernails when they grow, even to when you cut them. You going to go through this again?
I'm going to try to see.
All right.
How do you feel about this? On that note, so y'all, that's a good segue. That's a good segue, guys, to go ahead and bring this to a close. I love you guys. This is a great podcast. You guys, eternal. Let me do my wrap up. Thank you, guys. Please join us tomorrow for another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru, guys. And tomorrow is why we here. Bobby speaks. So it's a lecture from Bobby. Why are we here? You know, when is the last time you even asked yourself, if ever? You know, why am I here? You know, why am I here? So, guys, that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, why am I here. So join us at the same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, guys. Eternal stated all you guys love. And Eternal, thank you, and even to Auntie LJ, you know, for everybody's time, you know, gratitude, because everybody has taught me something in every way, you know, that had brought value, you know, to my life. So, gratitude for that, you guys. But, you know, really, guys, in love, in the totality of you, in learning the totality of you, it's not a race. It's not an exercise. It's not a measurement. You know, it's not a competition, most of all. You know, it shouldn't be a competition. But here's the thing. Someone said something earlier that I wanted to kind of go back on. You know, Eternal, we say that we can't do things, and you can't, and you shouldn't, and you know, I want to say that you can, you know what I'm saying? You can do it. You can fuck up. You can make the same mistakes. You can do whatever the fuck you truly want to do in this realm. The thing about it is, are you ready to eat your consequences? You know what I'm saying? We can will and have, and we want, but do you really want to repeat the same consequences over and over again? And what I am learning, Eternal, is some people do. And guess what? We have to be okay with that. All right, guys, that's all I got. Eternal, take us out, and then we're going to end with a shadow word clip by Ralph Smart. All right, Eternal, if you're there, I'm done.
I'm still here. It's about our energy. How do we stay collective in it? How do you still work with shadow work? Like I said, it's important. And if you're not about it, it's because there's certain things that is keeping us trapped. We're trapped by it. It's 22 cents. It's trapped. And so now trapped, like trap is part music. So if you haven't found out how to put a part into your music, it makes you sick in yourself. So finding the tools, the sigils are one thing, but tools, 22. The issue is that if you're a child, right, tap into the other child. If you don't know how to tap into a child, become childlike. Learn what childlike ability is so you can see your principles work in your own value. You know, then you could say when you pass it on to the next generation that they have what they call it, the tools to help themselves. See, we became builders. Stop that. And if we help with the building, we can realize how the builders are. No, stop that. If we're knowing about how we're putting our in-tune energy is, it's just the same as saying knowing when it's time to speak and when it's not time. And that's what I noticed myself. Like, we do have a point where, you know, we're paying attention to, we might not be paid attention to, but then do we use it for attention?
One second.
I'll talk to y'all soon. I love y'all. Peace. Why do? I say, ooh.
There are many wolves in sheep's clothing all around us.
There is a Japanese folk tale, Deep Divers, which goes like this. Each one of us has three faces. The first face is the face we show to the world. The second face is the face we show to our close friends and family. And the third face is the face that nobody sees. And that is the truest reflection of who you really are. Now I say this, we all have three versions of ourselves, including the cat down the road. The first version is who we show to the world. The side of ourselves we show to the world every single day. The second version is how we see ourselves in our minds. And the third version is who we actually are. And sometimes we don't even know who we really are. We don't even know all the sides of ourselves. We don't even know that we have a shadow side. Each one of us has a shadow side. And until you face it, you are never, ever gonna activate your true potential. Deep Divers, we got a whole lot to talk about. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful Deep Divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. We got the sun shining. We got butterflies all over the place. We got the cat down the road. I'm in a zen state, Deep Divers. Just, woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Sending you tons of light and darkness. Huh? Yes, take those shadows, take those shadows, and take those shadows. Shadow Work 101 Explained. Now, are you aware that you might be repressing your shadow side? We all are, to some extent. And the whole of life is actually about no longer suppressing that shadow side. No longer being afraid of the darkness. Were you afraid of the dark as a child? Many people in this matrix are wolves in sheep's clothing. On the outside, it looks fantastic. I'll buy it. But on the inside, there's a monster lurking. Each one of us has an angel and demon within us. Each one of us has dark and light within us. But in this society, you have been told to be ashamed of the darker side of yourself. You have been told to be ashamed and to feel guilty about the undesirable aspects of yourself. So, throughout life, a lot of people suppress their shadow side until one day, it comes out at the most unexpected time. And people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that. You see, if you don't learn about your shadow side and do shadow work, it's going to come out. And it might come out at a very inconvenient time. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So wonderful, Deep Divers. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Shadow Work 101. What is shadow work? Simply put, it's when you learn that we all have unconscious personality disorders. We all have a dark side to us. We all have things which society calls unacceptable, not allowed, undesirable. We are all deeply flawed. We all have a hidden dark side to us. not just peace, love, and light, and kumbaya. No, a lot of us, we have a monster inside of us. And it's not a bad thing. In fact, it's natural. Your shadow side is natural. When you turn your back to the sun, a shadow forms. Shadows are natural. If you are a photographer, you know that you need shadows, midtones, and highlights to get the perfect exposure. But in our society, we call dark things bad and light things good. That is why growing up, a lot of people have suppressed their emotions, and there is a lot of repression going on with so many people. We only want to be seen as living a perfect life, but that's not reality. The truth of the matter is, a lot of us, we got a whole lot of skeletons in our closet. Now, Ralph, what's your shadow? Because you always seem to be smiling. Deep divers, I'm telling you my shadows. I'm expressing my shadow side every single day. I'm talking about COVID-19. We ain't having it. I'm talking about, hey, I think that nobody should be wearing a face mask 24/7 because it causes hypoxia. People can't breathe. I feel that the whole world is a stage. I feel that we got to stand up for what we believe in. I feel that this whole thing is planned. This whole pandemic is total nonsense. Oh my gosh, Ralph, I can't believe you said it. Yeah, I said it. And what? That's my shadow side coming out, deep divers. I've made videos that most people would be afraid to talk about in their whole existence. Because for a long time, I had thoughts in my mind, deep divers, like, actually, I feel a certain way about this, but I was afraid to talk about it, so I would repress my feelings and emotions and suppress them as well. Then one day I said, hey, I can no longer hold this in. Then I just said, this whole thing is a joke. This whole matrix is so fake. And I started to allow my shadow side to come out. And it freed me. It liberated me. You see, once you learn to own your shadow side 100%, it will actually be the gateway to your freedom. The gateway to your self-healing. When you realize that actually there are so many different sides to yourself that you have to learn about. A lot of us in this matrix, we wear a happy mask. Or we just wear a mask. It's not who we really are. You at your job just over broke. Sometimes you have to be a certain way. Otherwise, you're going to get fired, right? Right. So a lot of us, we realize that certain behaviors are rewarded in society and certain behaviors are shunned upon. Now, a lot of us, we have a tendency to always be liked by other people. That's why the like button is huge, right, in social media and in society. A lot of people don't like to be an outcast. A lot of people do not like to be unpopular. A lot of people don't like to be a fringe dweller. Well, in actuality, that is your shadow side. It is the undesirable aspects of yourself. It is the flawed you. It is the you nobody knows about. It is the darker side of you, not just the peace, love, and light. It's also the anger, the frustration, the madness. You want to pull out your hair. Ah! It's the screaming side of you. Now, how do we access that? We have to learn how to lose this persona, which is this social mask. And talking of face masks, we ain't having it. We got to learn to speak our heart and mind. We got to learn how to speak our heart and mind every single day without sugarcoating it. We got to learn how to embrace a bit of truth instead of a sweet lie. What? Slow motion this side. We got to get real with ourselves and stop putting on a front. A lot of us, we hide our shadows and we replace them with lights, flashing lights. Hey, look at me. My life is perfect on social media or in real life. It's perfect. No, it's not. When we can learn how to be honest, our shadow springs forth. When we can learn how to be vulnerable, our shadow springs forth. I've been making a lot of videos exposing this whole pandemic, and a lot of people have been watching them. A lot of those videos have gone viral, but I'm like, wait a minute, why aren't other people making videos as well about how they feel? You see, they are, that could be you, repressing their shadow side. They feel what I'm saying, but they're afraid to say it because they don't want their shadow to come out. Because everybody knows them to be this goody-goody two-shoes. Me, I don't care what you think. I am that I am. Shadow work 101. You have to realize this. Life is not just about kumbaya, meditation under a tree. Life is not just about nirvana. Life is not just about seeing the positive in everything. It's also seeing the negative in everything. You see, if you look at a battery, you got negative and positive. But it's the one force. So what happens if you disregard the negative? What happens if you disregard the shadows? There is no power. Your true power comes from owning your shadow side to make sure you realize that your shadow side is not negative. In fact, it can become your best friend because it can help you work on areas of yourself you didn't know you had to work on. Like, shadow work begins when you become conscious of your shadow. Now, I'll expose myself right now. You see, that's how B-Rabbit won the battle in 8 Mile. He exposed himself so nobody can use his past against him. He exposed himself. That's what I do every single day. I say, actually, my life's been rough. Actually, I'm not perfect. Actually, I was hospitalized. Actually, sometimes I can be pretty rude to people, deep divers. Because people always say, Ralph, you're so compassionate. But sometimes I can be a total asshole, but I own it. That's the shadow side. Awareness. To say, actually, sometimes I've got a monster lurking inside of me. And that's okay. Sometimes I can be really annoying. And that's okay. Sometimes I can get really angry. And that's okay. Sometimes I can get really frustrated about what's happening. I can get really frustrated about what's happening on this planet. I feel like lockdowns are totally out of order. I feel like mandatory face masks are totally out of order. I feel it's like a form of child abuse, right? When you start to say how you really feel, that's embracing your shadow side. When you stop worrying about what other people think of you, that's embracing your shadow side. So I had to learn that actually, I wasn't just this saint. I was also the sinner at the same time. What? Slow motion this side. When we talk of shadow work 101 explained, you have to realize a lot of us, we have unresolved issues. We have childhood trauma. Unresolved issues, childhood trauma. A childhood trauma I had when I was actually doing the work, the shadow work, was actually because I was always traveling as a child. I was born in London, but I've lived in West Africa, Sierra Leone. I've lived in Sudan. I've lived in Ethiopia. I've been all around the world. And because I was always moving around, I never had a home. And that was an unresolved issue I had. I could never actually be in one place. And it was sometimes hard for me to connect with other people because I'm like, hey, I've got to move soon, right? So it's when you realize all of these unresolved issues that you have within yourself and you learn how to make peace with them, this is how to uncover your shadow side. When you recognize the unresolved issues within yourself, a lot of people have issues of attachment because maybe they were abandoned as children and they feel everyone is going to abandon them, so they really hold on, right? So we have to learn who we are today is a result of who we were yesterday, the traumas we endured. And this is what shadow work is. It's when you actually go back to your childhood and say, okay, that really screwed me up back then, and it's still screwing me up right now, but now I can do something about it. You see, this is how